Bullies are especially common in middle and high school. They intimidate, tease, threaten, and spread rumors. Well, it turns out cyberbullies do the same thing, but there's not much research on the problem. That's why UW-Eau Claire criminal justice professor Justin Patchen and his team decided to do some web-based surveys at sites for young people. He says 6,000 responded in a month to one survey. A third said they'd been victims of cyberbullying but hadn't told anyone about it before.
We actually had some open-ended questions on this survey, and some of the kids said, look, you know, I wanted to tell my parents, but I was afraid that they would never let me go online again, or they would just unplug my computer, and so they were afraid that they were going to be blamed for the experience.
Professor Patchen says parents may think kids' exchanges over the computer are just harmless examples of goofing around, or just not understand how their children use the Internet. He says those targeted online may appear to be computer newbies, lacking in the jargon or symbols, or be slow at typing.
It takes a certain level of fortitude or guts to go up to somebody face-to-face and say, you're ugly, you're fat, I'm going to beat you up at the monkey bars after school. But to type something and say, I'm going to kill you, or to type and say, you're ugly, nobody likes you, it doesn't take as much effort to harass people via textual message.
Ironically, Patchen says those who've been targets of bullies at school because they're perceived as weak may become cyberbullies if they have strong computer skills and use them to get revenge. He says the next step in the research is to go into classrooms and talk directly to students about this problem. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.